climbing up this mountain, Miley, not solely. My team move like a pack of damn coyotes.
Welcome back to Industry Herb Season 2. This week's interview is with the Baltimore-based group Ricky. This group of five is an innovative medley of different creative voices, each person bringing something from vocals, instrumentals, and visuals to the table. Ned and the boys talked over Zoom and brought us this conversation that ranges from how the boys met, how much they all miss concerts, and a little about their new single, Miley. Without further ado, Ricky.
Thank you all for being here. Why don't you all, I guess we got like different orders on the screen, but if you could go around and like introduce yourselves, say like what your role in the group is, and
sure,
we can get started.
I'll go third.
All right, Keelan, go first. I'll go second.
Okay, hey, I am Keelan, or Keychains. You probably know me by that better. I'm a rapper and sometimes sing in the group.
I'm Stan, or Gray Pex, whatever you want to call me, Pex, whatever. I am like 95% of the time a rapper, and sometimes I attempt singing. And yeah, that's what I bring to the group. Brent says I sing, I don't sing, he's lying.
You're getting there.
You know, yeah, yeah. We're working on it. We're the Jay Dilla.
I'm Brent From, or Brent. I make some beats and I sing.
I'm Danny Lyons. I do mostly just vocals and a rap. And yeah.
General mood uplifter.
Indeed.
It's an important role.
Yeah. But it's a walking vibe.
Yeah.
I'm Jared. I make all the music videos, and occasionally I rap if the moment's right.
Amen. Ooh.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And just in case you were wondering, yes, Jared is sitting in front of a giant Ricky tapestry.
Okay. I was hoping. I was hoping it wasn't some rival rap group or something.
Nah.
Can you imagine? My room's just like decorated with a whole bunch of rap groups over time, but everyone but Ricky. Like I have to know Ricky.
Just Walk, DKT.
Yeah, I was about to say, bro got mad Just Walk stickers and no Ricky.
All right, so how'd you guys end up together as like a, what you call yourselves a band, right? Like a boy band or?
Yeah,
a botch boy band.
Okay.
Yeah, we fucked up a little bit.
We made a band and then we realized like, we can't play.
Yeah. The truth is that we met on Craigslist.
Yes, we met on Tinder, but it's like a polygamy like app, so it's like,
yeah, these are my sister wives.
Yeah.
But now, like, I don't know, we came together from like four different angles, and then everything just happened to like coalesce and become, yeah, what is now what we know as Ricky. Like I've known Sean, Danny since like literally fourth grade. And then I met Brent and Keelan separately. Met Brent, he went to the same audio school that I went to. And his teacher one day was just like, hey, you work at Starbucks. Is there any way that like you could like try to talk to your managers about getting one of my students a job? And I was like, hell yeah. And then that person happened to be the wonderful, illustrious Brent from school. And then it was history from there on out. And then, yeah. And then everybody else has their own little side, but that's me.
I'll go real quick. So basically like what he said, but like on the opposite side. I moved up to the Baltimore area from Southern Maryland to go to the same school that he mentioned, and
not all Sheffield.
Yeah, Sheffield. And I didn't like, there was a moment where I didn't have a job and didn't have a place to stay, and luckily my teacher was able to like hook me up with a job and a place to stay. And I'd say like one of the most important things was meeting Stan, because that basically just like sparked this whole thing. Because Sean also worked at Starbucks, and me and Stan were kind of getting to know each other a little bit. And then I saw Sean. I didn't work with him. Like, I saw him walking in and out of the store. I was like, who is this goofball? Like, I can tell just by the way he's walking in and out of the store that he's a goofball. Who is this guy? I need to meet him. And then we worked together one day, and it was like, we were like friends like that. Like, it was like instant. Like, and I remember asking Sean, like, do you know Stan? And little did I know, like, you guys were like already like,
yeah,
super. I didn't even know that. That's friends. How much we didn't know. And then like it was just like you guys should come over to the place one day. And it was like, me and Keelan had a place, because Keelan hit me up and was like, he wanted to go to Sheffield too. And he hit me up and he was like, do you have anyone that would need a roommate or anything? I was like, yeah, me, bitch. so then we like got a place together, and Jarrett and Keelan had known each other. I mean, I'll let them go into that, but they kind of, and also me, Keelan, and Jarrett all went to the same high school, but we didn't know each other till like way after. Like,
yeah, same high school in the middle of nowhere, like way down South Maryland. And we all went to high school together and didn't hang out.
Never were friends. Like I saw Jarrett in the hallway. That's it.
Yeah, I knew Jarrett. I like have known of Jarrett since like middle school because we also went to the same middle school, but I didn't.
Wow, that means that you knew emo Jarrett.
I did. I knew emo Jerry, but we didn't really hang out until community college. And then I knew he moved up to Towson. And I was like, okay, well, there's somebody I'll know if I go to Sheffield, like I'll be in that area. And I knew Brent like briefly through like mutual friends doing like music stuff. And yeah, he's the one that told me about the audio recording school Sheffield. And I was just like, hey man, like Brent said, like, do you know of anybody I could live with? And he's like, yeah, me. So we got a place, and then Jarrett came over the day we moved in, and like that was his first time meeting Brent, I'm pretty sure. Or like,
see, like
really hanging out. Met,
but we didn't like know, like we were,
I, yeah. Like I had we were, like, spoken friends. Words.
I hate that y'all are talking to each other.
I'm trying to think of like any other details that are like part of that. Like basically, like me and Keelan had been making music, and we were talking about like making music together and working on stuff together. And Stan mentioned he like raps and does music and stuff. And it just like came to be like, hey, you guys should come over and hang out one day. And then so it was basically us five all hanging out, and music happened.
Yeah,
and we were like, what the hell? Like,
and like,
it's actually pretty good.
And then like it's weird, like Ricky happened long before Ricky actually happened. Like the like first single we dropped was recorded for damn near a year before anybody heard that. Like we had played a show already, not as Ricky, but just like as this group of
it was featuring us, I got booked
for this solo show, but like nah, like I'm making all this beautiful
show.
Music with all these fucking people. Like, no, I'm not gonna do this shit by myself. I'm bringing Ricky. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
you know. And then at the time it was six.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then yeah, it's crazy. Like Ricky happened long before Ricky really happened, and then Ricky happened, and now we're here.
Yep.
So would you guys say you're part of like the Baltimore scene, or are you like something more like an online scene because you're all from like different places? What would you say there?
Well,
I would say we're like we definitely like have our like foot in the Baltimore scene. I wouldn't say we're as like connected as some other artists, but like we definitely like we play in the area.
Yeah.
And like people in the area know us and stuff, but we're not like super like in.
I will say like I don't know, I think personally that Brent, Keelan, and Jarrett have a different connection to the Baltimore scene because like they're not from here, as opposed to like me and Sean, like we've been like going to and throwing shows in the scene since like 2015. So like it's like, yeah, like I'd say like we are very like connected to the Baltimore scene and have our connections in it, but like I'd say like we are like still kind of,
we're still like our own thing in a way.
Yeah, like slightly outside in some ways.
And like a lot of like our like listeners aren't all in Baltimore.
Right.
Not at all.
Because we like look at our stats and it's like there's a lot of other places that are
like Dallas listening. Or Chicago or something like that. Like,
Chicago.
I don't even know how that like happens, but
freaking Sydney, Australia, man.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Shouts out Sydney.
Fucking Adelaide. I didn't even know where that was when I read that. I was like, Adelaide, I don't know what that is. Google that shit.
What are some of your favorite venues to play?
Motorhouse.
Yeah, I think
that was probably the best one so far.
Yeah.
Motorhouse in Baltimore. And then
Milk Boy. Milk Boy was crazy.
Milk Boy was really cool. Their sound system was dope.
Yeah. But, you know, Yo, I'm so mad that they closed. Like yeah. I love going to that venue, playing there. It was amazing.
We had to have been one of like the last shows there.
Yeah, I think literally they had like two shows after us, and that was it.
That's wow.
Yeah. We were just that good.
Yeah, we shut down the whole thing.
We shut it down.
Or that bad.
Never coming here again.
Yeah, they're like, we just have to shut the whole place down. That was it.
We'll be right back to the interview after a brief message from our sponsor.
So, this is, I guess, not so much about like your guys' music that you make, but who are some people that you guys like listen to and are inspired by, or bands, groups, whatever you like.
As far as like just like artists, like solo artists, I really like Saba, Childish Gambino, Chance, Mac Miller. Yeah, those are like my main artists I listen to a lot.
I'd say I'm probably like the most like inspired musically by like Isaiah Rashad, Earl Sweatshirt, all of OF, especially in the early days. Like that was like my musical foundations. Like when I first started rapping, I was bumping basically strictly OF, which created for some weird shit. But, you know.
I think that's something that we all have in common right there. Like I think we all
had that phase.
Yeah, like absolutely.
I think that also might be part of what made us want to be a group.
Like, yeah, definitely.
Other group definitely do stuff like that where they're kind of just doing their own thing.
Especially them.
Yeah, because like, you know, they did what they did. I don't even know what music I like.
Brent's like, I've never heard a song.
Like, don't even ask me.
I've heard the songs that we made.
What's that one band? Is it like Olympiad? No, it's not Olympiad.
What is that?
I don't know. Triathlon. What's that one band? Triathlon. Yeah, because like, you know, triathlon. That's in the Olympics.
That was close. That was
like, right. I
knew what you meant from
that. Yeah, I was on the right path.
Yeah.
You like Good Morning.
Good Morning.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Saw them live. They're from Australia.
Oh, my God. That was so cool.
Insane.
Oh, my God. They're so cool.
Like, I like had an existential crisis seeing them play live because I never thought it would be a thing. And then it was happening in front of me. And I... My brain couldn't keep up.
That's how I felt in Astro World.
I still have a really awkward picture of us standing awkwardly.
Oh my God,
to
that
the
was
side
awkward.
Of them.
That was so awkward. I don't know. Was that me? Was that my fault? It probably was.
No, it was both of us. Because like I don't
it was
know.
Them they too, were... though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like they were just like awkwardly dude. Like. I don't think they know how to react because like they never adored the USA. Like
no. Like, you're coming to, like, a nation's capital, and, like, you meet these weird guys.
Like... You just got people coming up to you like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God, I love your music. Like, that's how I felt like I approached them, even though I did not want to do that.
Because, like, I don't know. Like, they really, like, have their own formula.
Like, that's, like, one of the only bands that's, like, stuck with me as long as they have.
Honestly, same.
I mean, there's music that I've listened to, like, even when I was a kid that I still, like, but like this stuff, like it's just different.
The replay value is inevitable. Like
it's funny because like that kind of that music, Good Morning, is like nothing like Ricky. So like,
no,
not even relation there at all.
I don't think any of the shit I listen to is like us, really.
Same.
Honestly, yeah.
Same.
To be honest, I didn't even know who Brockhampton was until people started saying they were doing Brockhampton.
That's pretty funny.
like. Isaiah Rashad is one of my biggest writing influences. I don't think I'd ever write a verse that sounds anything like one of his verses. It's just like inspires the hell out of me. Yeah.
I think what's really inspiring, especially to like, I think what has inspired us five is artists that we know they're doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that in itself is inspiring to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
So I think like when we see artists that are just like you can just clearly tell just based off like as soon as you hear the music play, like you're like, okay, they are doing them. Like
there's JPEG Mafia
getting involved. Yeah, JPEG Mafia.
Yeah, I know JPEG has been huge for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially coming from Baltimore.
Yeah. Just like it's inspiring to see somebody do them and it be successful.
Yeah.
At it.
And like I think like that's also like that's definitely influenced us. Like I don't think there's a single one of us that switches anything up from when we come to Ricky. We just kind of all coalesce that shit together.
Yeah.
And very much so. Just do ourselves, you know?
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but you also have like a record label, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, so it's just kind of like in the very early stages of being like a real like record label. We own like an LLC, like we use that for the record label and for, you know, like putting out merch and stuff like that. But two artists that we have partnered with are Bobenchi Bobsled and Nanana. They're both Baltimore artists. Bobenchi is more like synth pop, electronic music, and Nanana is like pop and R&B. But we all like work very closely with them, and like we're all like really good friends too. So definitely
like,
check them out.
Like Bobenchi Bobsled literally lives with them.
He's like, he's
upstairs somewhere right now. Like, yeah. And like me and Sean have known Nanana since high school. Like when I was in 11th grade, I started like me and my friend Bill, we started like a like poetry hip hop club, and she was one of the like first people to join it. And she like just came in there and blew everybody away. Like she started singing these like
original
pieces that were just nuts. Cause like at the time, right. And like, she's like a year younger than I am. So like for this 10th grader to come in there and like just sing about the topic she was singing about and just like bless the room with her voice. Like from that day, I was like, oh, she's special. Like there's nothing that's ever.
She has
that.
Something.
Like, yeah, she like, she's different. Like she's absolutely different.
Yeah, I remember her, like, there was, like, this art show or something one afternoon at high school, and, like, she was just out there, and, like, I just remember hearing her recite her poem, and it was so riveting. Like, it still sticks with me today. Just, like, she is a very, very talented writer. Like, she is definitely a treasure.
Like, she's truly been captivating since she was a child. Like, she, like, has never
stopped. Altered.
Yeah. And I'm just glad that we've been able to like be in a position where like Brent and us can like help her put music out how she wants to and how she envisions it in her head. So
that's great. Awesome. So do you have plans to like expand and try to get more like Baltimore artists involved, or are you guys looking broader than that?
I'd say definitely. We're like, obviously, I guess like still in the process of like,
Building, we're still working like on ourselves,
building up Ricky. Yeah. But I think like simultaneously we're gonna keep trying to expand like at least like resources wise and stuff before we start adding like more artists to the team. But that I think definitely like we'd want to still put some more Baltimore artists on, and or even just like artists that we come across from anywhere. Yeah. Really,
like because like I know I've met people that are super talented, but they don't have the like means to get music out. They don't know much about production or like recording and stuff like that. Like, and like I know they have talent, so it's like just bring them in and like make them. Like that's like one of the most like coolest things that I feel like you can be capable of. Like,
yeah,
to let an artist like almost become themselves. Like at your hands.
Yeah, because they're not worrying about like how am I going to record and mix this, or
yeah, it's just like I got like, that. Don't worry about that. Do the
music.
Like, you know, like that's and then one of the really good music happens.
Sorry, that's one of the things I love about just like everything we have going on here is I feel like for ourselves and now what we can do for a couple other people is like we really cover what I think like all the bases or most of the bases. I mean, from like production to management stuff to even just like visual things, like we can really help make an artist and like, you know, like Brent was saying, like turn somebody into the artist that they want to be.
Yeah.
Not like the artist that like, it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to make you a star.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that. it's like, I know you got it. Let me just bring it out.
It's like, let us help you express yourself. We don't want to express us through you. Express yourself. We can just help you get there for you.
That's super cool. So final question, and this might have a little bit of a complicated answer because of, you know, the state of things right now, but what's next for you guys, like musically, career-wise, however?
Switch to OnlyFans.
This is pretty lucrative.
So actually coming up this Friday, we have a single coming out called Miley. I'll go ahead and.
Oh, I think you just said that. I don't think anyone.
I'll go ahead and.
Miley yet.
Nah, I think we're good because we planned to drop the cover right after we got off this call. So
okay, like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, the call will definitely be out. Cool.
Yep, single coming out. It's called Miley, and it's one of a few that are coming. So that's what we have coming up like right now after quarantine. We're gonna go like dumb hard so with shows.
I'm trying to get back to shows, man. I want to connect with the people.
Literally any show, anywhere, anytime. You in the middle of
I will play in your middle of nowhere.
Just in a field. I will
literally, I'm down. A pile of grandma's dirt, basement.
If that's
bro.
What we have to do. I will perform in anybody's basement. I don't care. I will perform in a slaughterhouse. I want to perform.
I'm out on that.
Like I don't.
That's the
I don't
one
care.
Thing I'm gonna veto, Sean. A slaughterhouse. Come on. The one thing I'm gonna say no to.
What if they tried to pay us in meat and it was like, well, only three of us are really going to be able to accept payment?
Do you have any vegan options?
Like, we got Aiden meat. Blood.
You got any fake cows?
We have.
They're like, well, this is a grass-fed cow. Is that vegan enough for you?
Some of the grass they eat.
But yeah, that, I think that's pretty much what we have.
Yeah. But I'd say I'm about to just get to recording. And whatever, if the music doesn't come out right now, it doesn't come out right now. But I'm going to just stack this vault up.
Almost all of us have a way of recording. I think Sean is the only person.
Sean is welcome to come to my house. I will risk the virus for him because I love him so much.
I'm willing to risk your catching of the virus.
It's cool with me, bro. I'll be
in a way we're functional. In a way we're functional.
I'll entirely sacrifice myself. But.
Yeah, and like we're all like also working on like solo stuff too. So that's should be coming up. Not sure when, but
I think there's some solo Kiki coming up.
They're
coming up, right? There might.
Good stuff. Well, Ricky, thank you guys so much for being here. It's great talking to you, hearing about all the cool things you guys got going on that are gonna be seeing the fruits of in the future. Thank you so much. You all have a good one. Stay
thank
safe,
you,
stay healthy.
Thanks, man.
You thank too, you
man.
For having us, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You.
Great peace. Talking to you, man. Peace.
You don't really know what to expect when hopping on a Zoom call with five other people, but Ricky made it easy. It's refreshing to hear people who are so genuinely in love with creating, individually and as a whole. The support they show to other artists and to each other is definitely rare, but wonderful to see. Check out Ricky's music and music videos and listen to Miley, their new single. Expect great things from this group. This episode was produced by Ned Kitchmenda and edited by Lainey Kitchmenda. Huge thanks to Ricky for coming on. Intro music was Miley by Ricky and will be linked below with the band's other music and socials. Our outro song is by OK Thanks Baby and will also be linked in the description. Graphic design for this episode was done by Liam Fitzsimmons and Maddie Roth, and logo design by Andre Frew. Make sure to follow Industry Rebel on Instagram and check out our new Season 2 playlist on Spotify with songs by artists we've interviewed. There may even be hints about upcoming interviews. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week for another interview on IndustryHerb.